You know who it is. Coach Carter coming at you with the Coach Carter Motivation Movement. And again, we're here with Denise, and we're going to chop it up a little bit and share some of this past week's inspirational posts and things that have touched our hearts, give you guys a sneak peek to what guides us, what leads us, what drives us, and the things that help us stay motivated and disciplined. You guys, stay tuned and check it out. Make sure that you check out her podcast. What is it?
Talk It Out with Denise Murray, and I'm at denisemurray.photography on Instagram.
You heard it from her. Get after it, you guys. And I hope this message is a blessing to you and that it motivates and inspires you.
Hey, guys. We are back with another podcast. Honestly, this podcast is kind of flying by the seat of our pants. Andrew has some good quotes that we came across that we're going to kind of share with you guys. And just relate them to our life and how you can apply those to your life. And I'm not really sure the complete direction that we're going to go with this podcast, but we're just doing it and we're running with it.
So one thing I like to do on my podcast, and I shared this with Denise, is that over the week I compiled different posts and memes and things that touch my heart that definitely inspire me or motivate me and help me stay disciplined. And so I go through and I share those and elaborate a little bit on how they touch my life and how I can relate to those things.
Yeah, that's super good. Where do you mainly find these things?
So I'm a big fan of Instagram, obviously.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of these Instagram posts on different sites like Dream is Destiny, Napoleon Hill, Joe Rogan, Lewis Howes, all kinds of different motivational pages that I follow.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's one of the positive things about Instagram, right? You Absolutely. Can get a lot of negative things out of Instagram, a lot of comparison, but there are positive things to the app. And obviously, I love it for a lot of reasons, but I love finding quotes when I'm going through a hard time or whatever, or a good time. Like, there's those quotes that just totally speak to your heart. So what quote are we going to start with?
So the thing that really spoke to me is that the meaning of life is, it comes from he who has the power of turning all negative vibes in his path into positive energy. That person has found the meaning of life.
Wow, that's super good.
Yeah, and it's cool because we talked about that a little bit yesterday, about perception, and there's going to be negativity in your life. There's going to be things that don't necessarily line up with what you want. There's going to be roadblocks, and you have found the meaning of life when you're able to turn that negative stuff into a positive.
Yeah, that's huge. I think if I could ever master that, like, I'd have it figured out, right? But like I've said before, I think that that's something that you are very good at. And even if you get in a rut, like, you're good at seeing that and getting yourself out of that and helping others get out of that, which I think I've definitely gotten better at. But it's so hard when you're in that difficulty in life or that rut in life to turn that into a positive. What are some ways that somebody could, if they're in that rut right now, like, and maybe they've been struggling and they haven't been able to really turn those things into positives, like, where do you start?
You know, we talk about it every time we get together.
Yeah, we do.
And it's your mindset.
So if you don't know how important your mindset is, like, I don't even know. You got to figure it out. It starts in your head.
It starts in your head. And it starts with positive affirmations. It starts with believing that you're worth it, believing that you deserve happiness, that life, you're not here to necessarily kind of meander through or just kind of go through this rat race of work and play. But like, you really need to take time for yourself and give yourself a lot of love, you know?
Yeah, like, I always say, like, I don't settle for mediocre. Like, I'm a very ambitious person, and I have big goals in life, big dreams in life, and I believe that God's going to do big things in my life. Like, even in my marriage, like, I tell my husband, like, I don't want us to just survive. I want us to thrive, right? So, and that's in every aspect of your life. Like, in what ways can you shift your mindset and change your I ams or change the things that you're saying about your situation so that you can really thrive and grow instead of just surviving and dreading going to work or dreading going to the gym or dreading being around that person or that family gathering, whatever it is that, even folding laundry, like I talked about, like, I make it this big deal in my head. It's my one thing. But changing your mindset, like, find the positive. Like, I'm thankful to have clothes to fold. I'm thankful to have family to go surround myself with, even if, you know, grandma gets on the same story or whatever those little things are that in your mind that you're dreading Change that around, switch that around. And I'm not perfect at it. Andrew's not perfect at it. Like, we struggle with it daily. So find quality people in your life that can help you through it.
Yeah. You have to surround yourself by people who are like-minded, have similar ideas. But then again, you know, you can't always be the battery that charges everybody else. Yeah. Like, you have to recharge your battery. And so you can't be the biggest fish in your tank. You have to have bigger fish, people who are better at you than at some things. And maybe that is in being encouraged or being motivated or being inspired or somebody you can lean on in those times that will lift you up and shoot you some words of positivity.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe evaluate like who you're surrounding yourself with.
Absolutely.
Because those people really have an effect. I truly believe there's a podcast that I listen to, and I mean, so many people say it, but the five people that you surround yourself with, like, those are the five people that you're going to be like.
Absolutely.
And they have such a heavy impact on your life.
I agree.
What's the next quote?
So I love this. And it says that someone took the same situation you're complaining about and they won with it.
Ooh, I read that one and I was like, gut check.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Holy gut check. That's like, and that's the comparison thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not comparing, but like, man, it just totally gut checked me. Like, wow. Like when you said last time, the dad thing.
Yeah. I said that, you know, your issue is with your dad and not speaking with you and not having, you know, him not being there or communicating. And it was, you know, I wish I had a dad.
Yeah.
That wouldn't talk to me. Like, I have zero relationship with my dad. Haven't spoke to him in almost 10 years.
Yeah, so gut check.
Yeah.
But that's a huge gut check.
It's huge because, you know, whether you're talking nutrition or relationship or health or whatever it is, you know, whatever you're complaining about, there's people out there overcoming those obstacles. Mm-hmm. They're overcoming whatever you're stuck on and they're winning.
Yeah. They're winning, they're growing, they're learning, and they're thriving. But how are they doing that? Probably by starting with their mindset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it all cycles back to what goes on in your head every day.
Right.
Because it's literally the power of your mind. And I got to find, my aunt has been sending me these videos, and she has a podcast. Her name is, where is it? Carolyn Leaf. If you guys have not listened to her podcast, it's Dr. Leaf. She has a book on your mindset, and it is just like, it's mind blowing, the things that she says. So I super encourage you to listen to that. And what else? What's the next one?
So a challenge for us that we want to leave. So we're wrapping up December. We're wrapping up 2018. And the challenge is, there's a couple of things. There's five things specifically that I want you to leave in 2018. And there's five things I want you to take into 2019.
Okay, so grab your pen and paper.
Okay.
Grab your notebook. Write this down.
So the five things I want you to leave in 2018 are guilt, okay, excuses, doubt, fear, and negativity. Okay, we got to leave those things alone. All of those things, they don't build, but they tear you down. Okay, they break you down, they tear you down, they hold you hostage, and they keep you right where you're at. Guilt, whether it's not eating right or not, you know, being the best spouse that you can be. Excuses, telling me why you can't do something or how it's too hard to do this or that. Doubting yourself, you know, not believing that you're capable of achieving the things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Fear, you know, paralyzing you, keeping you in place, making you scared to act. You know, we talked about fight, flee, or freeze, and fear constantly makes people flee or freeze. You know, not very many of us are fighting. And then negativity, that goes right back to mindset. That goes back to the things that we say. You know, you can look at any situation that you're dealing with, and we're going to leave the negativity in 2018.
Yeah, we're going to take that garbage out. We are just like, we're just plugging it. That's what we said last time. So take the garbage out. Like, find, and again, write it down. Like, it's hard for me. There's so many thoughts in our head. So it's hard for me to remember all of these things. Like, take 10 minutes out of your day. Make that your self-discipline. Make that your goal. 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, start small. So maybe it's 5 minutes. But write those negative things down that are in your life that you need to cut out. And whoever you are out there listening, like, I'm with you. Like, I just got preached to this morning about taken out some trash in my life as well and cutting negative habits out of my life as well. And I'm not perfect at it. Like I'm failing at it right now, you could say, but I'm not giving up and I'm gonna continue to 1% better each day. So start small. What's a small step that you can take to cut some of that negativity out of your life? And start today.
So let's talk about the things we're bringing into 2019.
Oh yeah, those good things.
So five things I want you to bring with you is hope, courage, love, gratitude, and positive energy.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Can we say those again?
We want hope, courage, love, gratitude, and positive energy.
That's super good. Not only in your own heart, but in the hearts around you.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
The people around you, the things that you're... Like I said before, the things that you're surrounding yourself with, the Instagram posts that you're scrolling back to, that negative feed that you're going, you know, comparing your life to and not feeling good enough for, like, cut that out and fill it with positive energy. Go find people that motivate and inspire you and you that post things that use Instagram to lift you up. Use Instagram to fuel your passion, to make you like see that post and you're like, dang, like that just inspired me to go after my dreams a little bit harder today.
Yeah. And the one that I have found changed my life dramatically, you know, besides love, would be gratitude. And being grateful for the things that I do have, being grateful for my life experiences, being grateful even in the midst of a storm, you know, when life doesn't seem great, just to still be grateful, you know. Yeah. I might not have my lights on, but I have a house with the lights are off, you know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things where, you know, I might not have any gas to put in my car, but I got a car.
Yeah.
I might not love my job, but I have a job. And that's not me. I actually love my job.
Yeah.
And everything that I get to do because I'm hanging out in a gym. But, you know, gratitude, no matter what, I'm just thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm stoked about, you know, what life is giving me and the life experiences that I get to live through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard on a podcast one time that, and I don't know if I've even said it to you yet, but that gratitude and worry can't exist simultaneously. So if you're super worried about something or super anxious about something, replace that with gratitude. Start like shifting that mindset, changing those thoughts. Like start thinking about all the things you're thankful for, all the things you're grateful for. And pretty soon that worry isn't, you can't have worry and gratitude in the same, they don't coexist in the same thought. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah. Let's challenge them this week. What are we going to throw at them?
Well, I want you guys to try to read more books than status updates.
Mm, that's good.
Why don't you look into more eyes than screens?
Ooh. Ooh.
How do you like that?
I feel, ooh, that was a good one.
Why don't you hold more hands than devices?
Yeah.
And then lastly, love more than you judge.
Wow.
Now, this is a quote from Dolce Ruby. This is not an original thought, but those are four things, one, two, three, four things that I think that we can do and we can challenge you to do those.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to say those again because I need to hear them and maybe you need to hear them again too. Read more books than status updates. Look into more eyes than screens. Hold more hands than devices. And love more than you judge. And I think that if we all do that, then we will be making a huge step to leave those five things in 2018 and bring those five positive things into 2019.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're keeping it short and sweet short and sweet today.
But we want to end on a quote.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so this is from Paramahansa Yogananda. Okay, and this is just a small quote. It says, "Be afraid of nothing, hating none, giving love to all, feeling the love of God, seeing his presence in everyone, and having but one desire. For his constant presence in your temple is in the temple of your consciousness. That is the way to live in this world." And that talks about everything that we've spoke about.
Yeah.
It's the driving force of the things that we preach and that we live and that we encourage you guys to do.
That we encourage each other with, like, and that I encourage my husband with and my friends with, like, these are the things that I try to bring into others' lives and that I need brought into my life too. Like, I'm just like you. We are just like you. We need the exact same reminders. Like, you're not alone. You're not going through this alone. You're not the only person that struggles with this. We all need these constant reminders.
Want me to read it again?
Yeah, we want to hear it again.
Okay, again, it says, be afraid of nothing, hating none, giving love to all, feeling the love of God, seeing his presence in everyone, and having but one desire, for his constant presence in the temple of your consciousness. That is the way to live in this world. Get rid of fear and live in love.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We absolutely love doing this. It fuels our hearts to just speak into your lives and hopefully provide some sort of encouragement through whatever you're going through in life. We want to hear from you guys. We love, love, love to see those screenshots and those tags on Instagram, Facebook, or Snapchat. So hit us up. Let us know. If you guys have any questions or topics that you'd like discussed, like, we want to hear from you. It's so fun to get the messages and to hear just that you guys are listening. It's awesome. So you can find me on Instagram at denisemarie.photography. And Andrew is at
Coach Andrew F. Carter.
Yeah, Coach Andrew F. Carter on Instagram. So screenshot this, post it on your story. If you guys are listening, we want to hear from you. Have a great day. Stay positive.
Yeah, stay positive. Yeah, and yeah. Keep grinding.
That's yep. Right. Have a good day.
So you guys, thanks for listening to the mashup with me and Denise. Appreciate your guys' support. Make sure you applause this episode. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know that you guys are out there and that this is touching your lives or is edifying to you. Again, I do this with the hopes that it touches at least one person. If somebody is benefiting from this, I will continue to put this content out. So I love you guys. I appreciate it. Keep getting after it. And you know what I like to say? Keep grinding.